Hi, thanks so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. However, if you've just joined us on the show, tonight we're discussing how public health interventions into the industrial sector can be more targeted. We'll continue our conversation. Now we have Dato' Tan Cheng Kiat joining us on the show. He's the president of the Malaysian International Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Dato' Tan, good evening. Thank you for being on Consider This tonight. Can I ask you to address the public anger? There's so much public anger and blame that have been directed to factories for what the public perceives to be the reason behind record high number of COVID cases. I'm wondering whether you think the criticism is fair.
It's not fair, it's too biased. If you look at most of the large international manufacturers and industries, their standards are very, very high, and they easily comply. And they are very mechanized, very automated. So in terms of SOPs and social distancing, they definitely comply. And they are all of international standards, you know. So of course, there will be some companies that are actually the culprits who don't provide proper accommodation, proper dormitory, proper, you know, hygienes and canteens and all kind of things for their workers. But I think the majority who want to do business, and with the spread of the COVID, would definitely put into practice a lot of the measures that are necessary to curb this spread. Because if you don't control this spread, there's only one way, and it's to shut down, you know, and or people will be so sick that you can't produce. So I think people on their own, you know, will know what to do. Plus, you know, all our members are mostly big international companies. Today, I spoke to all my six chairmen. Penang, they control big companies, Ipoh, KL, Johor, Sarawak, and Sabah. Even though throughout the whole country, I would say 50 to 70% of factories are shut down, you know. But, you know, it's suffering. Livelihood is a huge threat, and it's at the expense of all these people. It's in the billions, you know. Just speaking to the furniture export company alone, their sector do about 12 billion a year. So each month is about a billion. But, you know, and already so many factories are shut down, yet, you know, the COVID is spreading like crazy. You know, today we've got 11,000. So it clearly shows that it's no longer effective. The viruses have left the factories, if at all there were some in the initial stage, like Singapore, you know. They quickly addressed it. It has gone to the community. Some might call it an endemic now, but some may not. But it doesn't matter. It's spreading all over the place. So shutting down, continue to shut down industries will be just going against livelihood. And soon, people will be so desperate, they lost faith, they will not cooperate. The whole system will be chaotic and not working well, not working positively. This is my view. I think it's important.
Yeah, Dr. Tan, if I could interject, I'd like to ask you about MITI, because MITI has also received a lot of criticism, saying that their list of what is essential and not essential, the exemptions that have been given, have not been either completely transparent or they have favored certain things. I mean, do you agree? Has MITI provided strategy
they
so far?
They cannot determine what is essential and essential. I give you an example. My MICCI chair lady in Johor, she has six factories. Only one factory has got the license under MITI. The other five don't have. But she cannot operate just one, because it's a chain. It's a whole supply chain. All connected, the packaging, the plastic, the iron, the steel, it's all connected. And if you start to say what is essential and what is not essential, it's impossible to export. And most of them are exporters. And they can't supply to the buyers overseas, you know. You cannot determine what is essential and what is non-essential. So forget about that. Let them open. My recommendation is let them open and enforce. Pull up your enforcement to check on compliance to SOPs. And also, you cannot have one leg check all, you know, one size fit all. Because some industries, have totally no cases, like some of the international companies. Why do they become a victim of this, you know, draconian rule that everybody shuts down? You know, attack those that are responsible for not following. But those that have got good practices, let them go on. The economy must go on. We have reached a stage, a very acute stage now. And losses are by the billions. You know, how long can the any kind of country depend on this? Cannot, We're going to start opening up.
Dr. Tan, can I... So, just before we spoke to you, we spoke to a public health specialist, and he pointed out that actually factories are complying with SOPs, that most of the transmission doesn't happen on the factory floor because of the compliance. But where it's taking place, where the clusters are forming, is actually the dormitories, the workers' dormitories, where SOPs cannot be complied and social distancing cannot be observed. I'm wondering, given that... You know, whose responsibility is that, if not the owners of the factories, to curb or to cut down on workers' clusters, even if it's not happening on factory floors?
Yeah, this is called targeted lockdown. That's why I say METI and our police force, enforcement forces, need to go and watch all these companies that don't comply and get them to isolate them and target them and shut them down. But not at the expense of everybody else. Yeah, so it's not a system-wide, you know, draconian rule. It has to be targeted. Yeah, I agree with you. Some culprits are there.
Yes,
and they're giving the industry attention.
Yeah, CK, I want to ask you about precisely the different types of industries and the damage that's been done. You say the situation is acute. You know, the German and Japanese Chambers of Commerce have written letters explicitly stating the problems. Could you tell us, for many of the in the public who think that shutting down factories is a simple matter, shut them down now and then switch them back up later on, what exactly should they keep in mind?
You can't do that. These are people who have no idea about how about manufacturing. You cannot do that. Business cannot be on and off. We don't have that switch, you know, to shut down. We've got to prepare. We've got to keep process going. Like even if we mandate, say, 50% workers, you can't, because the whole manufacturing, like Rafida Asi says, you can't do that. If they need 100 workers, they need 100 workers. Maybe you just... putting a bit more distance and spacing, that's about it. But you can't say, okay, 50 people turn up and then you go into production. You can't do that. So let us who are non-manufacturers and industrialists, don't decide for them. Yeah, don't decide for them. And let me tell you this. You look at all these countries like Singapore, England, next Monday, most of the countries are opening up. My friend who has got 6 or 7 factories exporting furniture, he has got factories in Indonesia. I asked him, I said, Tan Sri, how are the Indonesian factories? They are non-shut down. But Malaysia all shut down for the last 60 days, costing them millions and millions of dollars. But Indonesia, their factories are not shut down. So I asked him, how about the COVID cases in Indonesia? They are just as much, in fact, more than us. But they don't lock down like that. They don't shut down like
that. Yeah? Given that the manufacturing industry or industry in general is facing billions of dollars worth of losses, how has the take-up been for vaccination? I know there's a separate track for manufacturing vaccination. Has the take-up been encouraging?
Yep. I think Malaysia has done well. We've reached 400,000 a day, although our aim was 300,000. I think the vaccines have all arrived. So... you know, let us, in the next few days, quickly roll out the vaccination. Vaccination is still the best way to go. Now you've got ivermectin, you've got other ways, continue to wear your mask and all this. Don't forget that this virus has mutated, they have transformed. There's recurrences, so you cannot catch up. I tell you, we have to accept it like common flu, whatever it is, and manage it for the rest of our life.
Yes, but our employers, our manufacturing factories paying for their workers to get vaccinated? Is the take-up high?
Why not? They all have money. Before they run out and shut down, you get them to do it. They will do it because their business is so big and they can easily afford that, you know? They can easily afford that. They will do it.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Tan, for joining us.
They just want to do business. So please get the government to open up and don't tell them what to do. They know what to do, Yeah, trust them. Yeah, they are putting a lot of money. Their business is huge. Right. Let them do what they are best at doing. Yeah.
We hear you. Thank you so much, Datuk Tan, for being on the show tonight. That was Datuk Tan Cheng Kiat from the Malaysian International Chamber of Commerce and Industry. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.
Good night.